Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew. This is your last call for PWD and XPWD.
Yeah, copy. Last call for water. We'll make sure to get the rounds. And I'll call back when we're ready.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2. You can secure the water.
Copy. Thank you, Johnny.
Houston Station on Gulf, are you on the field?
Hey, good morning, Kiddo.
Good morning. Unit 1517 is set up for fueling. I'm ready to initiate on your go.
All right, 1517 is a good serial number. In step 3.2, your estimated offload time is 26 minutes. That's 2-6 minutes. And in step 3.3, ground commanding is complete. You are go.
And, for your information, the airway is not completely empty, and it's got about 3 liters of water left inside.
Copy. Stand by. Give us a minute to consider that.
Okay, stand by. It's about maybe not 3, exactly, from 2 to 3 liters.
Copy. Thanks. And Kirill, back with you on 2. We need to reset our limits so that we don't overfill the Yede Bay. That's going to take us about 10 or 15 minutes to accomplish. We'll call you when we're ready for you to start.
Okay. Okay, that's 10 to 15 minutes. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kirill and Yede Bay.
Go ahead.
All right, you are go in step 3.3 with a new estimated offload time of 24 minutes.
3.3 and 24 minutes of offload time. Thank you. Station 2 for Yede Bay.
We're with you on 2.
All right, you need to terminate the fuels on your go.
All right, Kirill, you had a go in step 6.1.
Go in 6.1. Thank you. Houston Station 2 for Yede Bay field. The hose is disconnected and the valve is back in rehydration.
That's a good config. Thanks.
Thank you. What I think.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and Lab 4 ATU. That is a good camera view. Thanks for setting it up for us.
I've got no problem. Station on 2 for RFC.
We're with you on 2, Vapor. We got Space to Ground 3 ready for today's ops, and you are go in step 2.2.
Copy, go, and I will meet you guys on 3 on box 6.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew. PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Yeah, with you on 2, copy all. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and Lab Forward ATU at your convenience.
Yes, I'm with you, Chief.
Hey, Vapor. While we love seeing an operational ATU, we were kind of hoping this one would break so that we could diagnose the problem you've been having. Would you mind cycling the plug, so unplugging and plugging back in the handheld mic a couple times to see if you can reproduce the issue?
Yeah, of course. I will start with recycling the handheld mic, and then I'll do the box as well.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2. I'm sure you guys are seeing that, but the unplug and replug of the handheld mic caused a couple noises, and then the ATU died.
Vapor, the noises you heard, can you describe them to us?
Yeah, it's kind of like a low knocking noise, like a connect or disconnect noise. It's not like a high-pitched tone or anything. It's just like a quick clunk, if you will. Yeah, like as if someone keyed the mic and then let go real quick.
Copy that. I've got some additional troubleshooting steps for you, if you've got time.
I've got time.
All right, the extension cable that's plugged into the ATU that says do not disconnect from the ATU, we would like you to disconnect it from the ATU and from the handheld mic and temp stow it for now. And then we're going to power cycle the ATU to recover it, at which point we would like you to plug the handheld mic directly into the ATU and perform a voice check.
Okay, Affirmative. Okay, the extension cable is disconnected from both the mic and the ETU, and everything is censored for the power cycle.
Thank you very much. That's a good config for now. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and ATU. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and ATU.
Ground ATU.
Hey Vapor, we had a successful power cycle of that Lab 4 at ATU. It's back online, and our goal here is to try and figure out where exactly the problem is, if it's in the handheld mic or the headset or that extension cable that you unplugged. So right now, please plug the handheld mic directly into the ATU without the extension cable and give us a voice check.
Okay, here's the handheld mic on the lab aft ATU.
We got you loud and clear. Did you hear any noises when you plugged this in?
Negative. And I'm at lab forward.
We understood. All right, now will you unplug the handheld mic and plug in the headset and give us another comm check?
All right, here's a comm check on Vox on the 482.
And we read you loud and clear.
Again, no noises on this one, and the headset, there's no buzzing or anything in the headset.
All right, Vapor, we're going to leave it up to you what you want to do right now. You can keep the handheld mic plugged into this ATU directly, or you can put the extension back in and try plugging back into it.
You know, one thing that I thought of earlier, as we were doing the handover videos, Johnny mentioned hanging up the public calls before switching to the Vox to prevent the feedback on the ground. So I did that this morning, which it seems like the only variable change between everything with the extension cable that caused it to work well this morning. So I don't know if we want to test that portion out, because that did not affect the direct connections. I'm wondering if there's something going on there where if you've got a space-to-ground called up in the ATU with the extension cable and you unplug, replug, that seems to be the specific scenario that's causing the noises and the shutdown.
Yeah, we concur on the ground. That's a great idea. Please give it a try for us.
Great. So I'm going to just leave you in, and then we'll plug in the extension cord and see if it causes the ATU to shut down again.
Copy.
Well, my theory might be null, but so I just did the extension cable and the handheld mic, and it seems to be working fine.
All right, Vapor, thank you so much for the help this morning. We're going to keep scratching our heads about this issue, and you're go to leave it in the config that it's in right now.
Copy that. Can I try one more thing, just swapping between the handheld mic and the Vox on the table?
Yes, please. All right, we see that it dropped.
So that was just when I disconnected the handheld mic from the extension cable.
All right, Vapor, we are assessing the extension cable to be the most likely cause of the problem, so we're going to ask you to disconnect it again. We'll power cycle the ATU, and then when it's back up, you can plug either the headset or the handheld mic back in.
Copy that.
Copy. We saw that unplugged. Thanks, Vapor. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and ATU. We are ready for you to plug a device back into the ATU.
Copy that. The handheld mic is back plugged into the ATU.
We read you loud and clear. Thank you. And Vapor, we are finished troubleshooting this issue today. We may come back to it later.
I'll get you guys a better view. So Station on 2 for bioanalyzer.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, I'm complete with all of my steps for that. I'm just waiting for the light verification, but just wanted to pass on. I think it's expected, but step 3.1, Looker 6 power LED is still burnt out, but we have good power to the payloads.
Copy, and we concur it's expected, and we are seeing good current draw. So, good thing to take from us.
I'm still fishing. Bioanalyzer setup is complete with expected LEDs in step 3.4.
We copy all in. Fantastic to hear.
Sensation on 2 for RFID tasks. That's 6.
We're with you on 2.
Good morning. Question on 6-6. The safety vehicle comm unit is in a cushion, and then it's also covered in bubble wrap. The step says to apply the RFID tag to the cushion, which makes me think that the bubble wrap is not expected. I can either apply it to the bubble wrap, or I could remove the bubble wrap, apply it to the cushion, and trash the bubble wrap. Or I could remove the bubble wrap, apply it to the cushion, and put the bubble wrap back on. How would you guys like the final config?
All right, Ann, thanks for all of the options. Give us a minute to think about it.
Copy. If my suggestion would be worth anything, I don't think the bubble wrap adds anything. These are these pretty massive foam boxes that protect hardware pretty well, so I don't think that the bubble wrap is necessarily doing anything.
Copy. Thank you. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Ann and Spiptrack. We like your recommendation, your go-to, apply the label directly to the cushion and do with the bubble wrap as you wish.
Happy work.
Houston Station, Johnny on Space Ground 2 with a question on Donut Row 12 of the CAR hardware gather activity.
Hey, go ahead, Johnny, what's your question?
Hey, it says to grab some tie wraps, but it doesn't specify the quantity or size. I see in the notes it says per crew preference. I looked ahead in the following activities through the procedures just to see where it's called upon, and I couldn't find it. Do you have any other information to help inform me how many or what size I might need?
Hey, Jenny, we're checking on that. Give us just 1 minute.
Okay, thanks, Doris.
Hey, Johnny Huntsville's back with you on 2 with an answer for the tie wrap.
Johnny on 2, I might have figured it out. When I read tie wrap, I was interpreting zip ties, but I think you might have meant the Velcro zip tie wraps. If that's the case, I think I might have had my question answered.
Johnny, now you went ahead and confused us. Let us take a look one more time, but if you're looking in step 14.5 is where we call out the tie wrap.
Okay, I'll take a look. Give me some clues. Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, I'm still back with you. Yeah, taking a look. We said tie wrap, and we meant zip tie, so it's actually a zip tie. You can see those red ones in the picture, figure 19.
Roger, yeah, I can see that. I would probably use 4-inch or maybe even go a little higher on the, if there's, I think there might be one between the 4-inch ones and the 12-inch ones. So thank you. That gave me all the essay I needed to select the right ones.
Copy on, no problem.
Houston Station, Space Ground 2 with a question on zip ties.
Huntsville's with you for zip ties. What do you got, Johnny?
Hey, Huntsville. This might be also a Houston question. We don't have that many of the really large 14-inch heavy-duty zip ties, and the really small 4-inch ones won't work. I found some sizes intermediate. I suspect they're about 10-ish inches, but they're the releasable type. Just want to make sure you're okay with me using those. We have a lot of them.
Hey, Johnny, we just talked about it for a second here. We were tracking that the 4-inch should be big enough, so why don't you grab a couple of those, and if they end up not working, you can use the longer ones.
Okay.
Cell station on 2 for bioanalyzer.
And Huntsville is with you on 2. If you're calling for the go, you got it.
Happy go. And I have a second question for you. There's a step to inspect the air inlet filter and take photos of it and clean out dust. It looks just like when I pulled it out of the box. I don't think it was set up for long enough to gather anything. So I don't see any dust. Happy to take photos, but just curious if you still made those.
And we would still like the photos, but we're good with not doing any cleaning. But the photos would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Houston Station on 2 for Torque 2 disposal.
Doc Houston with you on 2. That was a little bit garbled, but we're with you.
Hey, Danny. Good afternoon. I'm looking at my creativity Torque 2 disposal at 14.10, and I think it's storage nodes missing. So can you give me those three tools I need to trust?
Okay, copy that talk. I think I can read them up for you if you're ready.
Okay, send them.
Okay, talk. Item number one is the 0 to 30 inch pounds dial torque wrench, quarter inch drive, serial number 1013.
Okay, 0 to 20 inch pounds dial torque wrench, quarter drive, serial number 1013.
And brief correction, that's 0 to 30. 30 inch pounds dial torque wrench, but otherwise that was correct.
Copy, 0230.
Tack, I'm going to read it back one more time just to be super explicit. It's 0-30, so that's 0-30. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I see, okay, 0-30. Copy that.
All right, cool. Sorry for being super explicit. I just want to dot I's and cross T's to make sure. All right, the second item is the 20 to 100 inch ounce torque driver quarter inch drive. So that's 20-100 inch ounce torque driver. Its serial number is 1006.
Okay, second item is 20-100 inch pound torque wrench driver quarter inch drive. Serial number 1006.
Okay, you've got that. However, one correction, it's inch ounces, so inch ounce this time.
Copy, inch ounces.
Okay, good read back. And item number three is 0 to 96, so that's 0-96, inch ounces, torque driver, quarter inch drive, serial number 1012.
Item is 0-96 inch ounce torque driver, quarter inch drive, 1012.
All right, Doc, those are the three items. Do you have any questions?
Are those in the same location? Can you give me the location if you have?
Got it. It would make sense that you would need that. So the location is Note 2, forward end cone, and the resto location is PMM 1 end cone.
Okay, you have to forward end cone and press them in the PMM 1 hardware switch ASD.
Affirmative, and in the Note 2 forward end cone, you're looking for a 1.0 CTV labeled Note 2 spare tools, serial number 1073.
Okay, I think I know
that
CTV.
Thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member regarding stow notes.
Item 2.
Hey, Doc, Houston's back with you. So hearing about what you just experienced with the stow notes, we'd like to have crew go hands-off so we can make the stow notes. Hopefully we can fix that problem. So please don't write any crew notes for a few minutes, and we're going to see if we can push updated timelines to you guys.
Copy all. Thank you.
You got it. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for talk and stowage note update.
Fire on 2.
Hey, Doc. Good news. We should have the stowage notes updated, so hopefully we don't have to do the back and forth run again.
That's good. So I just want to make sure that we can now input the crew note, right?
That's affirmative. You guys are good to go with Greenouts once again. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Station on 2 for disposal.
With you on 2, Doc. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. I triple checked in the 1.0 CDB, but I couldn't find those tools. It looks like the entire ziplock number 2 is missing in the CTV.
Okay, copy. You checked for the 1.0 CTV, could not find tools, and ziplock number 2 seems to be missing. Did I get that right?
Affirmative. So if you guys have any alternate location, I can look for those locations. Otherwise, I'll mark this activity as completed.
Copy. Copy that, Doc. We'll see if we can find him. Thanks for the report. From our perspective, you're good to move on to your next activity.
Good. So, station on 2 for Mochi.
We are with you on 2 for Mochi. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've just written this activity for claiming Mochi, and it says in step 1 to check with you guys that the sample door is closed.
And you're go. If you could just report the LED status on the diagnostic script.
Okay. And as well, station, the diagnostic strip has all 8 LEDs illuminated.
Copy, and that's a good conceit. If you are good to proceed, thank you for that report.
Copy, thank you. And Huntsville Station on 2 for Reggie.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Here, I'm just for the dust buildup. So the inlet vents were the only thing that had dust bunnies on them, and I would call it like a light layer of dust bunnies that had built up on them. You could still see through it, so it wasn't super thick, and I was able to vacuum it all up.
Copy, just a light layer of dust bunnies you're able to chase down and cleaned it all up. Thank you.
Okay, copy.
Central Station, Johnny on Station on 2 for Sophie.
Hey, Johnny, Huntsville's with you. You got a go at step 1 decimal 2 when you're ready, and Angie is enabled on Space to Ground 3.
To go, and I'll be on to Angie on Station Ground 3. Thanks. Huntsall and Houston, this is Station on Space Ground 2. It was on step 4.4 of the Sophie Miss procedure, attempting to remove the air response MTCS supply from the Z panel, and as soon as they started to do it, a lot of water started coming out, so I tightened it. There is no more leak. I'd like to get a towel, and in the meantime, have you all think if I can go ahead and execute the troubleshooting procedures for leaky water connectors.
Johnny, Houston on 2, we copy. Go ahead and clean it up, and we'll get right back to you on that. Absolutely. We're going to hop over to Lab Cam 2 on the downlink. And then, Johnny, I'm also going to pass you V.4 if you're not there already. You do have our go. And in talking with Oso, you're good to execute, if you like, steps 1 and 3, and then step 2. We're good with you tapping on the connector right away.
Okay, Roger. I think I'll just go ahead and do the over-torque. That seemed to work the last time I had a leak in QD.
Roger. Johnny Houston on 2, we're up on the camera.
Houston Johnny on 2, the step 1.2, which is the over torquing after the locking tang, seems to work. So I've got the QD disconnected with no water leak. Thank you.
Roger that, Johnny. Looks like that worked. Ethos is also showing stable on our end. Cool.
Houston Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and water cleanup.
Huntsville Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Just sort of just looking ahead to step 5 there for some context. You're going to be, as you label that Ziploc bag to use to put any dry wipes you might have needed to use to clean up any other water you see throughout the rest of the day. Now that you've started using that towel, we're okay if you want to use the towel instead of the dry wipes. We'll just make sure we bag it up at the end of the day when you're done using it.
Great, Roger that. Just continue to use the towel. Thanks.
Station unit for Tuck on Space to Ground 2.
Hey, how about it? Good to talk to you.
Hey, Doc, yeah, also happy to work with you. And, for you, just some awareness. So we will do some troubleshooting on the intermodule ventilation in Columbus, and we will reactivate the ISFA, so the supply fan assembly. And we did not see any overcurrent yesterday on it, and so we are confident everything will work out fine, but we may need some help for you if the troubleshooting requires that, but we expect everything should work out nominally.
Okay, I'm ready to help, so let me know if there is anything I can do anytime.
Yep, we definitely will let you know, but hopefully we do not need to call you for help, but we can claim success later on.
Yes, I'm station on 2 for level maker.
Hey, Doc, Houston's with you on 2 for the label maker. Go ahead.
Hey, Gunny, I run out of the tape currently installed in the label maker, and I couldn't find the spare tape, so if you guys can give me a location for storage, that'd be great.
Roger, understand you're looking for tape for the label maker. ISO's checking. We'll get back to you when we got an answer.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for TOC. We have an answer for your tape.
Go ahead on 2.
Okay, TOC. We would like to send you to Node 1, Overhead 4, Drawer Charlie 1. Inside of there, you should find a half CTV labeled Office Supplies, serial number 4184. And there's several Ziplocs in there. Two of them specifically should have the 3/4-inch rolls of tape. Correction, there's one Ziploc with two rolls of tape.
Okay, I'll take a look. Thank you.
You got it.
Houston on 2 for stable makeup tape.
Talk. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the info. I found one spare tape, and just for your trucking purpose, this one is the last one of the 3/4-inch tape. However, we have still two rolls of half-inch tape in the same CTV.
Okay, copy that. We'll track that.
Station on 2 for RFID tags.
And Houston, we're with you on 2 for RFID. Go ahead.
I am looking at step 20, the cushion for pump package assembly with the serial number of Delta 0014. I'll let you pull that up real quick, step 20.
We've got it up. Go ahead.
Okay, the step says to attach the RFID tag to the cushion. However, that cushion is not, doesn't jive with that serial number. The cushion is actually labeled PPE FSC, or PPA FSC, so Pump Package Assembly FSC, serial number 2. I looked up on IMS, and this Pump Package Assembly Delta 0014 is listed as being inside of the Pump Package Assembly FSC 002 cushion at this location, but I just need some clarification on where you'd like that RFID tag. Do you want me to open up the cushion and find the PPA Delta 0014 and put it there, or would you like it on the outside of the cushion that's labeled Pump Package Assembly FSC 002?
Copy all, Ann. We are checking on that one.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann and RFID hardware. Line 20.
Right on 2.
And so we talked about it, and those tags can be placed on the cushions. Sorry, we'd prefer they not be placed on the hardware itself, even though there's kind of a disconnect in the labeling there. So line 20, put on cushion.
Okay, I'll put it on the cushion that is labeled PDA FSC serial number 2.
Copy. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and ITCS cleanup.
On 2, go ahead.
Hey, you know, just so you're wrapping up with step 10, just a friendly reminder, you can bag that towel you used for cleanup today up with any of the dry wipes before you head over to the NWA.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Vapor and VHF Comtech.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Vapor. So we're just checking in on status with the VHF Comtech upcoming. Wanted to ask if your setup task was complete there. And then additionally, wondering if you had an ATU set in public call 5.
So the comp panel in the SM is set up, and I just hit button 5 on the lab app ATU, so I should be able to hear it if you guys are trying to the caveat of the AOS for VHF.
Roger that. We'll expect to call you back in about 6 minutes. Sounds like we're all set up. Showing AOS just after 1644, LOS just after 1652.
Copy that. I'll be here.
Vapor Houston on 2. That's good data. Thank you.
I've been like reading out loud to everybody on in the world. Thanks, guys, for the VHF comm check. That sounded pretty good over here.
Yes, I'm overall good over here as well. Thank you for the baseball facts. That was awesome.
Houston Station on 2 for the VHF comm. I noticed there's a lot of teardown activity. Do you guys want me to go back and put comm panel 2 back nominal, or is that something that the Cosmonauts are planning on here?
Hey, Vapor. It should be embedded in the execute note, the teardown or reconfigure.
How did that look?
Station unit, space to ground 2 for TAC on follow-up in Columbus. Yeah, just as I was talking to TAC on this, let's say, matter of the intermodular ventilation, so we are back in Columbus in nominal configuration. Our supply fan is running again, and so all good at the moment, so no need for any help. Thanks for offering.
Okay, that's great news, and thanks for letting us know.
Yep, and then, of course, enjoy the rest of your day, and you should be on exercise soon, I guess.
Yes, sir, I just started my air raid session. Good to talk to you.
Take care, bye.
Johnny, those are our favorite types of questions to answer. Go right ahead.
I have a question on where you'd like me to stow the alligator clip and the two ground cords that were on the NWA, as well as the two adjustable length tethers. I can leave them on the NWA, or if you'd like me to put them back to their home, I can do that too.
Good question, Johnny. We're actually wanting you to leave those staged there on the MWA for the part two of the Sophie Ops. We are looking at the timeline. That might get put on tomorrow's timeline, but we're still working on that.
Great. I'll leave them as is. Thank you.
No problem.
Houston Station on 2 for PTV area session.
Real Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm ready to begin. Confirm you're receiving the signal from the camera. And the picture is good.
Cool. The view looks good. You have our go to proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. Houston Station on 2 for Pluto.
Talk Houston, we are with you on 2 for Pluto. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny. We heard today Kanisha calls last day of console support. So on behalf of all ISS crew members in the past, as well as Expedition 73 crew, I'd like to recognize her contribution to the human spaceflight. She's currently a Pluto MTSR and DOGS expedition instructor. In April 2005, Kanisha started her GSC career in software testing at USA and then later moved to crew scheduling, where she was a crew activities manager and the crew scheduler for STS-131. In 2015, she joined Pluto, followed by 2017, she joined DOGS and was the lead instructor for 67 Soyuz and Starliner tablet. So we wish her luck in her new role in CD, but we will miss her support. Thank you very much, Kanisha.
Absolutely. We all definitely appreciate the kind words, as do they. Thank you.
Sensational 2 for A-Red PTV.
Kareel Houston's with you on 2 for A-Red. Go ahead.
I'm done. Have a nice rest of the day.
Copy, all done. Thank you kindly for letting us know.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2, Expedition 73 USOS is ready for evening DPT.
Good evening, Expedition 73 crew. Thank you for your efforts today. On behalf of the flight control teams, we hope you all are well and in good spirits as we move toward upcoming launch plans. So after the VHF checks today, I'm wondering if you guys also think it's funny that most radios use a naming convention that feels like they had a moving ceiling over time. High frequency, very high frequency, ultra high frequency. I have to wonder if this naming convention makes our S-band become super band and our KU-band become king size ultra band. I'm sorry for those. Houston has two topics for you today. Our E-1 plan is still in work, so expect to see some changes on that soon.
Okay, copy that.
And then the second item is for Vapor. We wanted to ask where she stowed the PermaHeck cable with regard to the lab ATU troubleshooting this morning.
Actually, just Tim stood right next to that ATU on the kind of padding area right above Melfi.
Okay, roger that. Thank you for that location. Do you guys have any questions or comments for us?
No question for Houston.
Okay. If no further topics, Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba are standing by with no topics, so I would pass you to Glavny in Moscow. However, they may still be working.
Yeah, it sounds like they are still doing the solid loop test, so let's conclude the USOS version of evening DTC. I hope everybody has a nice evening tonight. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Same to you. You guys have a great evening. Thank you.